Welcome to the Minister's Friend podcast with pastor and author Dr. John Kimball. The Minister's Friend is a podcast helping pastors and other church workers navigate the challenges of leading the flock. John has been a church planter, a local church pastor, a seminary professor, and a denominational leader. He coaches and mentors pastors and missionaries around the world. Drawing on over 30 years of experience in local, regional, and national ministry, John and some of his colleagues provide practical guidance on the topics you request. We are so glad you've joined us. And now, here's our host, Pastor John.
Much obliged, Anna. And hello, everyone. Welcome to Episode 6 of the Minister's Friend Podcast. I'm glad you joined us today. Well, today is the final segment of my interview with my dear friend and mentor, Dr. Tom Johnston, of the Praxis Center for Church Development, about the need for pastors to have mentors. Tom's influence in my own life and ministry has been huge, and I hope you can understand why in the few weeks that we've had together here on the podcast. In today's conversation, I ask Tom how pastors can find their own mentors. I also ask Tom about how this mentoring we're describing works in the context of his own local church ministry within the Trinity Life community in Bedford, New Hampshire. Today's segment is a little longer than usual, so we're going to get right to it, and then I'll have some closing thoughts. So for a pastor who says, "Yeah, I'm yearning for this. I want this." Where do you start? How does a pastor find his or her own mentor? What are the qualities they should look for in somebody?
Well, I think very often one of the mistakes we make, and I guess I'll start that way, one of the mistakes we make in trying to choose a mentor is we look at someone who has some kind of success in ministry that's beyond our own. And by success, I'm using the American human terms. In other words, they've probably got a bigger church than we do, or probably do more things. I had a discussion with some of the guys I mentored this morning through a text stream about a mega church pastor who's just decided we don't need the Ten Commandments anymore. And so, yeah, if I said his name, you would know him very well. You've probably read it. And so what I said to these guys is that sometimes when we get so large in ministry, we lose context for the simple truths of life. And so I don't think you should necessarily seek out someone who's got a lot more success in ministry. I would look for someone who's successfully living their life with their wife or husband, with their children, with their community, and has for ministry fruitfulness. But when I went on a quest for a new mentor and spiritual director, actually, I talked to everybody I could who was about 10 or 15 years older than I was, and none of them would do it with me because they felt that they didn't know as much about church as I did, which arguably could have been the fact at the time. Hmm. But what I kept saying to them was, I don't want someone to help me with church. I want someone to help me with Jesus.
Yeah.
So I finally, by a divine circumstance, connected with a man named Gordon Scruton, who is now the retired Episcopal Bishop of Western Massachusetts, and got connected with Gordon and taught me a whole lot of things that I didn't know about life and about ministry and about pursuing Jesus and how Jesus relates to us. And so he was not what I was looking for. I'm not an Episcopal. I'm not in a high church. I'm from a Presbyterian background, now serving in a charismatic Pentecostal denomination. And I really don't fit in any box. So when I encountered this fellow, it was quite a wonderful experience. So I think you want to look for someone who's successful in life, not just successful in ministry. You want to follow someone who, in a mentoring relationship, who looks like Jesus, not like the mega church pastor you want to be. I think you should find someone who can help you with Jesus. All the ministry stuff just flows out of that.
So one last question, just to make a more personal application. How do you practice mentored ministry at Trinity Life Community, right there in your own church community?
Great question. We have organized our leadership function around mentoring. So I have kind of a 3:12:72 setup going on, just to use the numbers out of the Gospels that Jesus dealt with. But my 12 is actually a 16, and it's comprised of couples and singles who are part of my larger staff here. My 72 is about a 50 of a number of leaders that are then a thing we call the LC, the leadership community. And so we have a priority focus in the senior leadership community, kind of my 12, on those who are in the LC, who are, you know, the analogous to the 72. And so that relational priority allows us to go deep with them and develop them, so they're able to then to turn around and invest in the larger congregation. And so the question is who are you walking with in Christ? You know, who's the person who's working with you, or who are the people? Because a number of folks kind of are connected with a number of different leaders, yes, in the church and that are investing in. So Kathy and I invest in the senior leadership community primarily, secondarily the leadership community, and then in the third space would be the congregation as a whole. And I have to spend more time investing in the leadership if we're ever going to grow, if we're ever going to increase our kingdom impact. Mm-hmm. So when people come into the church, I tell them, I am the lead pastor. I may not be your pastor directly, but I am the pastor. Mm. And that I cannot necessarily care for all of you, but I can make sure all of you are cared for.
Amen.
And so I can make sure that there's somebody in your life walking with you in discipleship, in mentoring, and pastoral care, so that you can, enter into the life and calling that God's called you to. So along with that, we have a number of small group communities. We don't have a program-based church. We have a discipleship-based church. So it's all about the mentoring that's going on in discipleship relationships. Our connection groups, as we call them, are a major platform for that. So we don't have a lot of programmatic things running. We basically do our celebration on Sunday, our leadership communities, and then our connection groups during the week. And so with that, that's where the investment is. And so our growth rate tends to be more evangelistic than it is transfer growth, because we don't actually have any kind of, consumer offerings. Mm-hmm. Interesting. All we're offering is the life of Jesus in the life of his people. And so those who do enter into the community and stick, really find their place, really enjoy the mentoring relationships that are going on, and then sooner than not turn around faster and are growing deeper and then reaching out to others and starting that process with, mm-hmm, them.
You mentioned your leadership communities, and I can think in the back of my head this might be another series of podcasts we could talk about, but can you just very briefly describe what you mean by leadership community? Because that is such a beautiful thing.
Sure. What I realize with modern life is that people are really running fast paced. We're on the East Coast. The East Coast moves a mile a minute. And so with that, what I realized is more meetings were not good. Less meetings that were a little longer was better. So what I asked the senior leadership community for is 3 hours a month. And then the SLs, or the leadership community, the larger group, I asked them for 3 hours a quarter. And so the SLC would be part of the LC, so that would be one of our monthly meetings. And so what we do in those times is we open up with a meal. Well, actually, we open with our meal with communion, placing Christ first in our meeting and first in our community. So some Sunday mornings, we have communion in the morning, then we'll have communion again in the evening as we come together. But we do that to place Jesus first. We have a meal for about an hour where everybody's just hanging out and being relational. We have a few minutes of worship and prayer. And then we start to talk about where Jesus is taking us. So there's some larger group discipleship. Then each of those people are in relationships to where they are being discipled or mentored by somebody else in the leadership team. So with that, we have a lot of people who are connecting and going deep with folks in the leadership. So what we found is that people will give you 2 to 3 hours once a month mm-hmm. rather than an hour once a week. And so it's much more conducive to the pace of life that we have here. And it's a prerequisite for being in any kind of leadership ministry. If you're not there, you're not in leadership ministry. And people say, well, that's really, really a high bar. What we know from research, and I'm sure you know this, John, is that the churches that have the higher expectations are the ones that are growing the fastest and become the strongest. So our expectations are simply biblical. If you are going to be in leadership, you're going to be a known quantity. We're going to mark those who minister among us so that we can follow their example. So if you aren't connected with us relationally, you can't be connected with us in ministry. Relationship precedes ministry here. And so the mentoring relationships, the leadership environments that we create, that's what's really huge. And I think that's one of the big things that Mike Perkinson and I realized was that throughout our ministry, we had created lots of environments, relational environments, where people could connect, and then God poured his life into those environments. So the SLC meeting, the Senior Leadership Community meeting monthly, and then the quarterly leadership community, our small groups, all those environments are things that we simply create, and God pours his life into it. So we partner with him in that co-creative process of his life. And so we think that's a really big deal.
Yeah. Amen. Tom, thank you so much for your time.
It's glad to do it. Really appreciate the opportunity.
It's been a blessing to have you on board here.
Thanks so much.
Back at the beginning of this series of podcasts on mentoring pastors, I mentioned that I think 2 Timothy 2:2 is a key verse when it comes to our process. Mentoring is spiritually generational. As such, it goes far deeper than the training of tasks. This mentoring helps pastors in their spiritual formation. This mentoring teaches pastoral skills, but also invests in the pastor's whole life. This mentoring also impacts the pastor's local church ministry, helping each pastor to build leadership communities, creating environments for the mentoring of other church leaders for the most fruitful ministry. I hope you've enjoyed my interview with Dr. Tom Johnston. If you'd like to know more about Tom's work with the Praxis Center or the Trivium Institute for Leader Development, check out today's show notes. On a personal note, I can tell you that I am who I am today in large part because of the life investment Tom and others have made into me. If you do not have a mentor of your own, we here at the Minister's Friend stand ready to help you. God has likely placed the right kind of people around you already. We would love to help you discern who those gifts might be. I'm glad you're in the audience today. Next week, we'll begin a 3-part series on challenges in mentoring. And I'll be introducing to you another of my friends, Foy Bellier, the founder and CEO of the Warrior Priest Leadership Development Group. Until then, be sure to check out our show notes. And thank you so much for joining us here on the Minister's Friend podcast. Let's do this again real soon.
You've been listening to the Minister's Friend podcast with pastor and author John Kimball. Be sure to check out today's show notes for additional tools, resources, and information. If today's episode has been helpful to you, let us know. You can shoot us an email at podcast@johnrkimball.com. That's podcast@johnrkimball.com. You can also leave a note on our Facebook page. These are also the best ways to suggest topics for future shows. We want to hear from you. And please tell your friends about us. Until next time, may God bless you and your ministry with great fruit for His kingdom. Bye!